It's the year of the tortoise and the hare. New dealers are racing down the fast lane to cash in on the crop of first-time RV buyers. Meanwhile, tortoises like Byerly RV are plodding along, servicing two or three generations of RV customers. Shopping for an RV shouldn't feel like running the gauntlet. If you feel the pressure, slow down. Take a detour. I forget, how did that race turn out? We are Byerly. RV sales, service, parts, and rentals since 1948. Byerly, a local family employee-owned RV dealer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care
for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Check us out at byerlyrv.com. Eureka, Missouri.
This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Honey, you do me wrong, but still I'm crazy about you. Stay away too long, and I can't do without you.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with Martin Kilcoyne. Martin, good to be with you. How are you?
Good to see you, Frank. By the way, the boss, Randy Markell, said he saw you at Peacemaker, and then he said, I picked up the tab, and that blank blank ran up the bill so high you wouldn't have believed it.
That's not true. You know what you should always do if you own a restaurant or you want to pick up somebody's tab is you make sure you tell the waiter at the end of the meal that it's picked up. Because if you let them know before, they'll go crazy. So fortunately, the waiter said at the very end, so we didn't really get to do much.
So there wasn't. So a box for Dom, maybe to go.
Wait,
did you say this?
To go.
Did you say this was Plowsy? Where are you nearby? You, Brian, get yourself the Peacemaker. We've got an open.
What do you
tab.
Think about it? To go lobster.
Yeah, I was at a bar Saturday night. I could have made it down made there it. Real quick.
And they're like, "Are you done, Mr. Cusimano?" You know what? We're just sort of warming up for the next round here.
Yeah, that's good.
We did that years ago. We were at Annie Gunn's, and I had a gift card. And I've told the story many times.
Trick.
It was the same theme where we actually had this gift card, so we were running the tab up because we're like, what the heck? And let's just. And I ordered like three appetizers, couple of desserts, and it's just me and Kim. You would have thought that, you know, there was a plague coming the next day because we were just. And it was my fault. I was just ordering everything on the menu because I had this gift card. And it was a few hundred bucks on it. I'm like, let's just live it up. At the end of our meal, Joe Buck and his wife at the time are walking by. And he's like, hey, guys, how you doing? Whatever. Hey, good to see you. Da, 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 da. So then when the bill comes, they said, oh, Joe picked it up. And I said, oh, my God, that's great. And my wife said, will he see how much we ate? You need to call him right away and tell him we don't eat like that. She was mortified. And I said, I don't think he's getting an itemized bill.
It's not like the bean counters at Fox 2 and Channel 5. We have to have itemized.
Yes.
You had this?
Wait a minute. Did you tip 16% at the TGI Fridays in Winnipeg? Yes, I did.
Wouldn't it be great, though, if you were the topic of conversation on the way home going, geez, look at this bill. They got a flashlight on it.
Joe's like, did you really have four orders of calamari? Good
so,
God.
So the Blues are in the second round. They're playing either Denver or Nashville. Frank, you mentioned you might be going to either site, especially because it's NBC. Food-wise, which city would you prefer? Because you mentioned last week you love that day off in between games. You can kind of explore a little bit, go to some nice restaurants.
Maybe a little Randy White Steakhouse.
Yeah.
Is that still around?
I doubt it. Dallas, I think, is a better food city. Nashville's a better party city. Do you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, although I'm sure Dallas got a great party scene, but just so big and spread out. Although Nashville's getting really congested.
Yeah, they have that one big bar area pretty close to the a bunch of bars pretty close to that the facility.
Oh, pretty close. It's right next door.
Yeah.
It's unreal. Like that, where they put their hockey arena, I think in Bridgestone Arena or whatever, is a perfect spot for it. It could not be better for even opposing fans. You go out there. I'm not a fan of country music. I've been out to Nashville three times. It's the most fun you'll have.
If Nashville had only taken care of business, Frank could have had the perfect, let's call it the trifecta, because he could have done food picks.
Food picks.
Food picks for one, Blues and Predators for two, And you could have been there Thursday, Skyping with Strick and Tuna from the NFL draft with Drew Lock at your side.
Oh, Nashville. God.
Nashville is hosting the draft Thursday.
I'm telling you, this is good. This
we
is
need a Thursday, Saturday. I'm talking about spiking the ball.
But there's no way to pull that off because they would play, if Nashville wins, that means they're playing at home Wednesday.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't have Blues Predators on Thursday. But I was picturing you at the draft. We'll get to the hockey. But first, Drew Lock is with me.
Frank
Cusumano. The Blues have just won in overtime, but first.
Here's Frank live from the draft.
Wow. But first, I'm waiting on a $100 bill.
Well, what are the odds that they both show up with $100 bills on Friday? Zero.
Oh, zero.
Oh, less than zero.
And Tuna probably will.
Or you, if you're in Nashville... They'll say, well, I brought it that one day.
Yeah,
you
then
weren't
they'll
there.
Never say it, yeah.
And I showed it to the guys, but you weren't there. And now I haven't been carrying it. Although Tuna has said, remember the Doc Rivers story where he had a couple grand in his pocket?
Yeah.
Tuna said, brothers always carry several hundred. So he has no excuse.
Hmm.
All right, let's do five for Frank. It's brought to you by Greenville University.
I think he'll have an excuse, actually. I think you're wrong. He will have an excuse.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's five for Frank. Brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution just 45 miles from St. Louis.
You can tell they're nervous because they were moving the goalposts on Friday. It was suddenly about how his career won't be great in the NFL. Not so much
not
about how he won't be, thank you, how he won't be picked in the first round. They're already changing the conversation.
Oh, gosh.
All right, Frank, more shocking, the goal splurge that Schwartz is on or the fact that he's only 26.
Is that right?
He started in 2012. He started playing here. Isn't that crazy to think?
Wow.
Because he's one of the longtime Blues at this point.
But he was a part of the Tarasenko draft, I believe. Was that the year they got Tarasenko? Like, if his name would have been Jackson and he played for a United States team, there's no way he would have lasted that long?
There was concerns they couldn't get him out of the KHL,
exactly.
That kind of deal.
His dad was a coach.
Luckily, Doug Armstrong can kind of walk in there, and he looks like he's KGB, so they got him signed. Isn't that crazy? He's 26.
Wow, that is great.
And one player who's always been kind of snake bit, injuries, and he always has those big goal-scoring droughts. And Curbs did keep saying his name, didn't he?
Yeah.
He stuck, and a couple of times, he's like, I'll go back to the guys, the one I said the other day, Jaden Schwartz. He kept riding it.
Yeah, that is amazing. He's had three seasons where he's had 24 or more goals. So the guy has done it in the league.
Is there an equivalent to this in St. Louis where you're waiting for a player to break out, waiting, 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 and then suddenly in the postseason it happens?
Because I don't think we had Freeze expectations.
Right.
That he was going to be a star.
Porter?
Okay. Well, had a miserable regular season and
just
then broke
like
out.
190, hit 200, and then had huge at 82 postseason. But in terms of like a young up-and-coming where you're just waiting for him to really put it all together to stay healthy, I'm not sure. All right, number two, whose stock is rising? All right, Bennington's is probably number one. But whose stock right now, other than Bennington, is higher than Craig Berube? Like in town, you could have bought that stock in November, right? When I told you Craig Berube's the new coach, you said, what?
Yeah.
Who?
He was the most interim of interim coaches. And we all thought that.
I don't even. Do you still put it on the graphic on the screen? I told our producers, I said, let's just call him the head coach.
Oh, yeah.
The Blues
you guys
press.
Put it up.
It depends who's producing. Sometimes I see it on there. I'm like, the Blues press releases now will say head coach Craig Berube is available. They've taken it off, even though Army hasn't officially removed it.
Schwartz at 14, Tarasenko at 16.
That same draft.
That
worked out pretty well.
He's a genius.
Good. And you had Berube. How about making jokes? Did you see the clip? Like,
oh,
joking
yeah,
with the team after. Now, I was leaving late that night. I had the opportunity to cover the game. I know Frank and Monique had the opportunity to go to the game. But I'm leaving in that garage right next door, that Kiel Center garage.
You paid for your parking?
I paid to park.
Oh, but stop the press.
Wow.
This is a first.
It's worth it down there.
I'm got validated.
No, there is nowhere to park. But I'm leaving, and you can hear, like, a level below, the players leave.
He's going to expense it, by the way.
the players leave in the lot right below us.
Yeah.
And some fans will stick around. Diehard fans. Now, I can't see them, but I can hear them. So players are leaving, and I can hear fans kind of clapping. And then I hear a bunch of them yelling, Berube! Like, fans are yelling, Berube. And then I hear the horn honking. And I thought, oh, that's cool. He's having fun. And then I thought, I wonder if he's honking. Get out of my way. Like, I wonder, because of his persona, and I couldn't see it. I could only hear it. I was like, oh, good, that's great. They're giving him a little love, and he's honking. He's into it. But part of me thought, I wonder if he's like, get the hell out of my way.
Yeah,
because you never quite know with him, right?
Yeah, and the bottom line is, like, when they just won a series, instead of, like, he just walked right out. Did you see the video of that?
It was your video, and it was the George Hendrick move, right? They won the World Series. He hopped in his Porsche and drove to California.
Or Herb Brooks.
Just headed right off the ice.
I will say this. Jeremy Rutherford had a great slam on me. He says, we get it, Frank. You had good seats.
Right.
Oh, that was good.
Frank never responded. I did. I was sitting with Stasiak. We were doing food picks up in the press box.
Hot dogs, nachos.
Eating the lunch or the provided food.
Actually, their food's not bad up there.
It was not bad.
Yeah. It's a lot of food
and
for
I said,
$7.
Wow, Frank is here. I wonder if he paid for seats. And then I didn't get a text back.
Why would you assume that?
All right, number three, the NHL playoffs are better than the NBA playoffs because you don't know who's going to win.
We were talking about this last night. In the NBA, you know Golden State's going to be in the finals.
Yes.
You have no idea who's going to be in the finals in the NHL. And you have eight seeds beating one seed. That doesn't happen in the NBA very often.
How often does an NBA lower seed win? Isn't that crazy? In the NHL, it's wide open. Not to get greedy if you're a Blues fan, but you start going, wow, Tampa Bay's out. Calgary was a top seed. The Penguins are out.
Wouldn't it be great like if Colorado beat like Vegas or San Jose? Because you can beat Colorado. Yes. Well, you can beat them all.
And you beat Kroenke's team to get to the Cup.
Oh, that would be great. Does he ever show up at a hockey game, though?
No.
Show up at the finals.
Doesn't he have a place at
the
hockey arena, though?
He lives in the Pepsi Center. Yeah.
Top floor. Lands his helicopter.
I knew these guys when we did some Rams preseason. Altitude Sports did the games because he owns Altitude Sports, and they all did the Nuggets games. And I said, "Do you ever deal with him?" They said, "No." He would eat in an area where like a club level, and he said he would come in with one of his like little dogs, poodles or whatever. And they said, kind of like Frank, got the little dog.
I have shepherds.
And he said, everyone knew not to approach him.
Wow.
They just sit at a table by himself. Like, what a miserable life. Like, nobody even wants... Like, if you see Bill DeWitt, you'd go over and, like, sit down. If you see Tom Stillman, you go talk to him.
Well, I will say this, though. When he was here on the sidelines for Rams games, we would break down Linus Klaes' jump shot and stuff like that.
Back in the day.
Yeah, before he became so Howard Hughes-esque. So, when you got your paycheck for doing those Rams games... Were they signed by Stan Kroenke? Can we say that you're a former employee of Stan?
No, no, no. It was through my payments.
Carson's education by Stan Kroenke?
It was all through Fox 2.
Okay.
There was a separation of church and state. That's how I maintained my journalistic objectivity when I was sitting there with Jeff Fisher when they would lose. And I was not a Rams employee, Frank. That's why we always hit those guys hard, like Scott Linehan.
Bill Simmons has just done a podcast about how he cannot watch local broadcast, and he can't even watch NBA broadcast because people are so afraid, particularly sideline reporters or reporters after the game, to ask the only questions that people care about. Like, real quickly, is, you know, the Lillard Westbrook thing is like one of the coolest things in sports because they hate each other's guts and they're going right at each other. And they interview Westbrook after the game, and nobody asks him about what do you got going on with Lillard. Sideline reporters sometimes can be just meaningless.
Yeah, and a lot of it, I have to say, is controlled from the truck. And I only did Fox Sideline a few times for, like, the game of the week that was in town or the network game that was in town. And I'll never forget, it was Mike Holmgren walking off, Seattle and the Rams, and the producer says, first question, ask him how they can't get pressure on Bolger. And in my head, I said, they just sacked him, like, twice in the last drive. He's like, that's your first question. If there's time, follow up. They're literally telling you what to say. And it may be because I wasn't part of the crew regularly. He thought he had to tell me what to do. But I think it happens. Remember the famous Roy Williams told Bonnie, I know they're in your ear telling you to ask this.
That was kind of an insult to her.
But I think it is kind of the network level. The producers really do coach you a lot. So Holmgren walks over. I'm like, all right, we're here with Mike Holmgren. Mike, what do you do to dial up the pressure in Bolger? And he looks at me and goes, well, we just sacked him twice on that last drive. And I was like, I knew that. So it could be that they're saying, oh, don't go, Lillard. I don't know. But you're right.
Just think there was like Madison Avenue executives watching that network broadcast.
That was my chance.
Thinking, oh, we can't hire this guy. He's asking bad questions.
Throw the tape away. He's done.
Now the cat.
Who's this Rube in St. Louis?
Who's this Hoosier? He's not watching the game.
Now the cat knows how to hit him.
He goes at him hard.
That's different. Of course, that's totally different. All right, Frank, your level of surprise that as we sit here today, day is today, 23rd of April.
22nd.
22nd of April. The Pittsburgh Pirates are your first place team in the Central.
Yeah.
After all the Cubs and Brewers and Cards. Now, I'm not saying it's going to last.
No, but I will say this. I don't know if any manager gets more out of less every year than Clint Hurdle. He's really, really good. Gosh, he's been at it a long time, too.
All right, number five. Are we both a bit childish?
Yes.
Have we?
For sure.
Have we gotten to the point where anyone during the course of our day says, that's a great question, Frank. That's a, that I sort of do a little fist pump. It's really, it's supposed to be the 11 to 12 o'clock hour when a guest points it out that we, you know, hey, all right, score one for Frank, score one for Martin. I'm at the Cardinals postgame
yesterday.
Oh,
Mike Schilt gave it to you.
Mike Schilt, I did like a Tiger Woods fist pump. And he looks over like, what's wrong with this guy? You know, like,
what was your question? I think I used the answer at five.
You used the answer in the
offense.
You used the answer in the monologue.
Yeah.
Because they were all going Hudson, Hudson, Hudson. I'm like, I need a different angle. I might not be down here.
About the offense.
So I just said, on most, I said, we talk about the rotation and the issues, but most days your offense gives you a winning number. And what did he say?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good offense. It's a great point.
My man, 2020.
That's oh, wow. You worked that in, too. Great point, 2020.
But you know what, though? I think with Schilt, we have to, like, a special exemption. He doesn't count because he's so polite, and he says that a lot. So we're not going to give that to you.
I'm a little disappointed, too, because he didn't say my name, because he always said, well, Derek, I was – we had a soundbite. We
Jen.
Ran. Jen gets it all the time. We had a soundbite last night. We ran, and in the middle of it, he's like, well, Derek. Like, I feel like I have to come out of every soundbite and say, well, he was referencing there.
Or you could say, you know, I asked Mike Schilt after the game.
Yeah.
Because you did. I mean, there's like a zillion people around, but you did.
Charlie's theory, and he used to produce a little bit some of the shows I would do. He said, every soundbite where they say your name, you use it. And I'm like, that's not true. And he goes, every time somebody's ever said your name, he goes, that's always the soundbite you pick.
That's
and
a stupid point, Martin. You got to use that clip.
It's a mere coincidence, Charlie.
Yeah, well, at least he didn't call you by a different name, Fred.
It happens.
Randy.
What did Shannon call me? He didn't call
Kevin.
Me, Rand. He
Mark.
Called me Kevin.
Kevin.
Who called you?
Was it somebody Todd, called, Todd Worrell?
McGrain called you Randy. And then Todd Worrell called you Mark.
Because he thought you were Randy Carricker, I think, that day.
Well, what, how do you get
Shannon
Mark?
Called me Kevin.
I don't know where Kevin came from or where Mark
Unless
came from.
Unless he thought it was
from.
Kevin Slayton?
CBC, Rebel Rousers.
Kevin, Randy, and
Controversial,
Mark.
Provocative talk show host, Kilcoyne Slayton.
That's enough on the Cardinals. We'll come back. We'll talk gun control. All right, Five for Frank brought to you by Greenville University.